everybody. Thanks for listening to On the Podcast. This is a short format episode podcast that you can listen to while you're doing your business on the pot. Or maybe you're trying to think of a small anecdote of how you're wasting time. And somehow at the exact same time, you and your co-host both think shoes.
Let's get some shoes.
So you have to figure something else out. So, while you're sitting there these racking your brain, these shoes suck. Turn on an episode of On the Podcast and learn something while you're wasting time thinking of something about while you're wasting time. I'm Katie.
I'm Liz. Hey, Katie.
Hey, Liz.
What are we talking about today?
Liz, have you ever heard about Operation Northwoods?
Mm-mm.
I've been listening, thanks to Colin Spencer, to this podcast about JFK and his assassination. And I learned about this government operation that, Liz, I know the government is sketchy sometimes, but
99% of the time they're sketchy.
Dear God, this takes it to a new level. Have you ever heard of false flag operations?
Yes.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is what this is based around. So this Operation Northwoods came out of the U.S. Department of Defense in 1962. The proposal called for CIA operatives to stage and commit acts of terrorism against not only the American military, but civilian targets.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Americans attacking Americans, mm-hmm, and then blaming somebody else, mm-hmm, to basically get, yeah, somebody else in trouble,
yep,
to then say, they did it, everybody hates them, we're going to attack them.
Yeah, I mean, I think most children false flag some stuff as they grow up with their siblings.
Which, like, as a child, whatever.
Yeah, we're not the government.
But we're not the U.S. government. So this specific one, like I said, happened in 1962, and the Department of Defense was planning on blaming the Cuban government to justify a war against Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
This is, like, deep into Cold War.
Yeah.
They're trying
Cuban
to figure
crisis,
out
all that fun stuff.
Yeah, they're trying to figure out
Fidel,
like,
Castro,
an, yeah, excuse to basically
communism,
go into Cuba.
McCarthy era.
And attack.
Need I say more?
Attack Cuba.
Polka dot dresses, sock hops.
The plan was included the remote control of a civilian aircraft, which would secretly be repainted as a U.S. Air Force plane and shoot down a U.S. Air Force fighter aircraft off the coast of Cuba.
Were civilians on the aircraft?
There were going to be civilians on the aircraft. And they were also planning on sinking boats of Cuban refugees and blowing up a U.S. ship. That was all included in Operation Northwood. So JFK said, no, thank you.
Yeah.
We're not going to do that. That seems sketchy and horrible.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the U.S. government got pissed off at JFK. The rest is a blurry history. So Liz,
checks and balances, my friends. Checks and balances.
Not saying the U.S. government killed JFK,
but
they might have.
The U.S. government killed JFK.
This was not the first false flag operation. There was also one in 1898 on February 15th when the USS...
Who was that? Woodrow Wilson? Who was that? Teddy Roosevelt? Who was that? Polk?
Ooh.
Who was that?
McKinley.
Ah. Fuck that guy.
When the USS Maine exploded and 260 people on board were killed.
Jeez.
So there's honestly, I did a lot of research into this one because it's very confusing. There's still debate on what actually led to the sinking of the USS Maine, whether it was a mine that exploded and blew a hole in the side of this thing.
Yeah, I've played Mario. Those underwater episodes.
Yeah, exactly.
Risk of running into those floating mines.
Or it was just like they were carrying explosives in the ship. It was a warship. Or those explosives just exploded. Like something happened and they exploded.
Yeah.
But either way, the U.S. government at the time used this to blame the Spanish government and start the Spanish-American War.
I mean, that war worked in our favor. So. There'd be no Colorado without the Spanish-American War. No, that's not true. That's not true at all.
So, Liz, needless to say, there is a lot of sketchiness in the U.S. government.
Yeah.
They attack their own people, they kill their own people, and then they blame it on somebody else to start war, and then leads to more deaths.
Yeah. I'm going to disagree with you just so that I don't get murdered later by the U.S. government.
FBI, come at me.
Look, as long as it's not the IRS. No. Dang. I am nervous now. I saw what happened to Alexei Navalny.
You're going to have to taste all of my food from here on out to make sure that it's not poison.
If you go missing suddenly, I'm going to have to flee the country.
So there you go.
Wow. Thanks, Katie.
You're welcome.
What's that inside my body?
A secret bug that's been planted in there that is being monitored.
Now. Oh boy.
And a little bit
of knowledge. Mean it. We love you, US government.
Okay. See you next time.
Maybe.
Sort of. Bye.